progress daily.
In order to get the opportunity, you must show up.
By any means, whatever it takes.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Andy Audate podcast, where we unlock the secrets to success in business, entrepreneurship, and life with Andy Audate and myself, Lori Audate. How's this week going for you, Andy?
It's going amazingly amazing, pushing through, making it happen.
That's awesome. Awesome. So I know today's topic is going to be extremely valuable because we're going to dive deep into resources on how and secrets on how people can make money online. Being that, you know, I think after 2020 and even before, people were making an insane amount of money online. But could you definitely share with us what you see are the trends in 2024 when it comes to generating income online?
So here's what I started to notice, the idea of white labeling, that instead of you being stuck in product development, if we look at, for example, when I look at those movies of the early 2000s, when you look at entrepreneurs, man, they're in their basement and they're working on a product or setting up some type of system, and they're in their basement just grinding, setting something up. And that's what I think of when it comes down to product development. And they may be in the basement for hours on end or days on end or even weeks on end or even years on end building their product just to one day bring it to market. And then whatever product that they created is null and void because there's typically no longer the need for that product in the marketplace because it took them so long. So, for example, if someone is in the basement building the next level of the cassette tape, and they're like, "Man, I'm building the best cassette tape," and then they're working in the basement for weeks and months on end, and then even years on end, and then CDs come out. That's what I think about when it comes down to product development. And so the fastest way to get to market is using someone else's product that already has product market fit, and reselling that product under your own label, under your own brand, under your own white label. That's what I see is that not even just hot as a trend, but the fastest way to start generating revenue and maintaining successful revenue over a long period of time is white labeling other people's products and reselling it under your own brand.
Yeah, definitely. And I actually leads me to my next question, right? Because I think there is sometimes this fear of like, how much should I invest when I transition to be an online entrepreneur, online coach, online, you know, whatever the goal is, but people may be fearful of like, what do I have to invest? We've seen it all, right? We've seen people ask, what equipment should I use? What mic should I use? What computer? What should my social media have? But could you share a little bit more about in this new way of doing it, white labeling someone else's products and launching within days or weeks, what would that startup cost comparison be like? So usual way versus this way that you mentioned in this new secret.
So the biggest investment is going to be time in product development. If you're sitting in your laboratory, right, that could be in front of your computer. This could be, especially we're talking digital products, right? So in this case, I'm talking about digital products. If you're sitting in front of your computer, and right now, and you are figuring out like, hey, let me build a course. So that's an example. Like, let me build an online course, or let me build a software. These are both digital products that are sticky. That's going to keep your customer paying month over month. If you're building out these type of products yourself, your biggest investment is going to be time. There's going to be a little bit of money invested into it. Like, for example, if you're going to build an online course, it might cost you between video editors and graphic designers. And the low end, if you go to Fiverr, kind of botch a course together, you're gonna spend maybe $5,000 to build, create an online course. To build the software, if you know how to code, then of course you can build it yourself, and you take all that knowledge. But that software is gonna take you a year, 2, maybe 3 years to actually build all the code and have it work properly. So now you're investing some money and you're investing some time. Now, on the other hand, if you use someone else's product, to white label a online course, you can white label online courses today. To white label an online course, you can white label the content. That's already done. You can white label the sales funnels that helps you sell the content. You can white label the sales presentations to help you sell the content itself. So all of it's white labeled. That may take you a couple of days, and it might cost you a couple of $100 to get access to that content and resell. So one scenario is a few thousand for you to hire all the staff to create your own online curriculum. Putting the content together takes you years to develop it all, or within a couple of days and a couple of hundred. So that I choose the couple of days and a couple of hundred, so that way you can invest and get a return on your investment much faster and create recurring revenue sooner than later.
Definitely. Yeah. That, I mean, like you said, the biggest thing is a time investment, right? Do you want to be the one coming up with, like we've done it, the sheets with the topics and then the everything that goes into it? You're pretty much creating a whole curriculum when it comes to a course. And that by itself takes research and all of that, which leads me to my next question, because this is coming from experience. How many courses have you done? And when did you start doing courses, by the way? And I ask this because I know, because I've seen them, but I don't think sometimes people, they might not know that actually you have a ton of courses, that you've done this for years.
We just put some of my courses in the last, since 2020, we just put 50 something products, 50 different products. Now, the way that I market it and sell it is under one course, but it's like different products in the one program. So really I sell one or two programs. However, I have 50 different courses inside of it. And one course could be made up of 10 videos. Another course may be made up of 30 videos. But for me, the ability to produce a course, because I have a team on payroll that works with me, I'm able to move much quicker. So, but I essentially answer your question, 50.
And since the goal here is to give people that information that you can white label someone else's course and you don't have to go and do it, like you said, you have payroll, you have team, you have developers, you have all the whole team to do this, right? But once someone decides, okay, I'm going to switch to a digital product, I'm going to white label someone's course, I'm going to do, you know, partnership on other items, what would the income, what can they expect? Like, how much can a course be sold for? What would their income look like based on your experience?
That's a great question. So you can sell a course. I have courses that range from, I've sold courses for $99. I've sold courses for $9,997. So I've personally sold courses in that realm or that range. But what I found to be the most lucrative, because I remember years ago, I would sell courses. For example, I would get on a phone call with an individual and I would say, hey, would you like to purchase? Back then I was selling a speaker training course where I was teaching people how to speak on stages, on how to communicate, how to maintain their posture when they're on stage, how to turn a point into a story, and really just how to communicate to an audience at large. And that course I would sell for $7,500. I would give Black Friday deals, $3,500. I would sell it at a few hundred dollars a month on a monthly subscription, on a contract. So I've sold courses at different levels. I just saw an email from PayPal that saw an email from PayPal of a client who was on a monthly subscription with us in 2018, and for some reason PayPal sent a statement of the recurring revenue that we made that year in 2024. Like, I don't know why, but yeah. So that's what I realized. Like, there's so many ways that you can sell a course, but the cool thing is it's a one-time product to build. You're not having to hop on Zoom calls with folks teaching every single time. You just share it one time.
Yes, and that's actually what I was going to ask. So who would be a good fit, or who can thrive with this type of business model where they can transition? Let's say someone is currently doing, like you said, one-on-one coaching calls. They're teaching repeatedly, or maybe they do workshops in person, or they have a couple consulting clients. How would this, or who, number one, would this benefit, and how also? So switching to digital product
There's two demographics. Number one, you're currently a coach right now, and you want to transition to creating monthly recurring revenue that's automated. There are coaches today that are hopping on one-on-one Zoom calls, meeting with their clients, and they're hopping on Zoom, and they're saying, hey, like, they're coaching, right? That's what their job is. They're a coach, and they come up with different strategies, tools, education, maybe some services attached to the product, and they're meeting with each client individually on a monthly basis. So they may charge $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month, $3,000 a month to coach their clients. And what happens is that they get capped around, let's say, 10 clients or even 7 clients or even 5 clients. So 5 clients at $2,000, you're making $10,000 a month. Yeah, yes, you, go you. But in that scenario, as soon as you lose 2 clients, now a large portion of your income has completely dropped. And your time and your attention is spending so much time on those clients that you miss out on new revenue generating opportunities. So my message to you is you don't want to be a coach. You want to be a coursepreneur. And what a coursepreneur is, that you are an entrepreneur who sells courses, and you sell those courses creating monthly recurring revenue. So an individual who, let's say, for example, has 5 clients that are paying $2,000 a month, that coach is making $10,000 a month. However, the other side is you can sell an online course, for example, $500. And because it's all automated, the course delivery is automated, the marketing is automated, the white label webinars, the white label course is all automated. So at that point, you can sell your course for $500 a month and get 20 clients, and you're still making $10,000. However, the difference is your delivery as a coach is you're hopping on one-on-one Zoom calls. They can call you and text you at any time because you're the coach. Compared to the other side, everything is automated as a coursepreneur, and you're just living a lifestyle that's like, hey, everything is automated, so you're not doing as much compared to a coach. So you're making more money in less amount of time, and you create more profit.
Gotcha. So with that being said, and let me give you an example. Would this work for me? So let's say I have wanted to be a coach. I've thought about becoming a coach. I'm ready to replace my current job, whatever it is. You know, I work a regular W-2 job. Would I be able to just take off and start making 10K like within a week if I go this route, white label a course, get the software, it's already built out for me? Would that work for me?
So results are going to vary for you. That's a great question. Like, results are going to completely vary for each person. I've seen people who takes 3 weeks for them to start to get to $10,000 in monthly recurring revenue. I've seen people who take 10 months to get to $10,000 in monthly recurring revenue. I've seen people take 3 years, right? It all depends. However, if you were working a job, here's what I would do. Let's talk about the coach, because there's two directions that you can go in, but let's talk about the coach. Inside the coach's world, if you were working a job, let's say put me in that position. If I was working a job that I disliked and I need to make $10,000 a month, this is how I would do it. Step number one is I would partner up with someone who has a white label course, and I would get access to their online course, and I would resell their online course. Then I would get a white label webinar and have the white label webinar present the coach program for me and sell it to my audience. Then I would hire a marketing agency who would do marketing services for me on my Facebook, on my Instagram, on my LinkedIn, and so forth. And I would pay them to have them drive traffic into the webinar for me. So I have a company that's running ads and generating leads and driving traffic, bringing people to my webinar. I have a white label webinar where it's someone else doing a presentation for me, and they're selling my course for me. And then the course itself is white labeled. It's someone else's product. However, I'm able to put my logo on it, put my brand, but put my Stripe account, right? So when people pay, they're paying me for access. And then when someone purchases that online course, it's all automated to get access to it. And if they stop paying, it gets removed access. They get removed access. So that whole entire journey, it's really about getting it off your plate and delegating. I think the biggest challenge for many people when they say I'm an entrepreneur is like, I got to do everything myself. I got to set up, I got to figure out how to run ads. I got to figure out how to build out online funnels. I got to figure out how to do the webinar. I got to figure out how to create a course. So they spend the next 4 or 5 years really trying to figure out how to master all of these processes when there's already people who've already mastered them. And they're part of their business model is just giving you the assets to do it yourself. Like, I want you to imagine today, like Apple as a company, they mastered the ability to fit all of this technology into one phone. Could you go ahead and figure it out yourself? Yeah, I'm sure. You could go figure out how to become a wizard and figure out how the camera works and figure out how the bottom works and create your own operating system and do the job that thousands of people did just to create this one device. I'm sure you could figure it out, or you could just go to the store and buy it and you have it now and it works for you. And so the same way when it comes to business, you can do the complete same thing when it comes to business, where you can essentially put people in different places, purchase all the right products, and now you have a system that sells for you, onboards for you, and retains your customer for you, all automated.
Man, people are going to have to rewatch this part because I don't think they understand that you just gave them a blueprint that some people pay $10,000 plus to get from you. Like that right there. Just want to emphasize that because I've been in those rooms where you've charged for just a strategy $10,000 1 hour. So
yeah, one person on my team said, "Hey, I have the podcast in front of me, but I also have this big screen with a lot of different things that's happening." And someone, they're having a conversation. I'm seeing a conversation to the side that's taking place, which is how much does Andy charge for one-on-one coaching? Because someone wants one-on-one coaching to create monthly recurring revenue. And then the invoice was sent out for $7,500, right? So what I'm sharing with you is that the information that you're getting on this episode here is really about people. Not only do people pay for it, but this is the information if you want to create results. I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to help you make money so that way you can take care of your family and really expand in your life and create value for other people in this world. If you're looking to make, if $10,000 is a magic number for you and you're like, hey, I want to do it within courses. That whole process that I just shared with you, to me today, I could have that entire campaign built out in 7 days. I could have that entire campaign today built out in 7 days. However, that's because I know so much, right? But instead of you having to take 7 years to figure all of these elements out, I just compressed it for you now in 7 minutes, right? In 7 minutes, if you really understand all the key details that I said, hey, okay, I have someone else's product. Boom. Now I got the product. Okay, I need a way to sell it. There's a webinar, which is a sales presentation that will sell the product. Instead of me doing it, I just have someone else do it through a white label video. Mm-hmm. Then I need people to watch the video itself so that way they can buy the product. So now you hire a company where their full-time job, and that's all they do. They learn how to run Facebook ads. They understand Facebook ads, and you have them bring people to watch your presentation. And now while you're working your job, all you're seeing is new payments coming. Boop, new payment. Boop, new payment. Boop, new payment. And then now you have essentially put together a business. That's what some people don't understand when it comes down to entrepreneurship. What you're doing is your ability to create systems. Your ability to create systems is what's going to give you freedom. So that, what I just shared with you, is a system. A system for the product, a system for the sales, and a system for the traffic. All of that can be all automated with today's technology. That's why we built Progred in the first place. All of that could be automated today with today's technology.
Definitely. And I think that's why we were inspired to do this podcast, because what we realize is a lot of people are still not aware of this. And which leads me to my next point here. Why do you think this isn't as common knowledge? We know because you've been in this space for a long time. I've been with you in those rooms. I've gone to the networking events with you. You're in a big network of people, but why do you think this is kind of one of those things where like 0.5% of people like know? And there are literally 23-year-olds, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds making six figures from their laptop, and they actually don't have to go to college anymore. Like there's just so much money out there from digital options. But why do you think this isn't as commonly known?
I think because, you know, well, first of all, this is specific knowledge, right? This is stuff that I studied. This is information that I studied. Why isn't plumbing commonly known? Why isn't the way that the information that plumbers know commonly known? You know, why isn't electricity commonly known, of how electricity runs through the walls of different buildings? The electricians, they study this. And I think the plumbers, they study that, right? how to mold plastic into together. Like, why isn't that commonly known? Like, hey, you get it to this temperature, you do this, and you get it to this temperature for the cold, and you have this whole process. That's, to them, that's second knowledge. This here that I'm sharing with you, to me, is second knowledge. This whole process that I'm sharing here with you is completely second knowledge. And I'm sharing with you as second knowledge because I realized that I had to figure out a way to make it work for me, right? To mm-hmm. make it work for us in our life, right? And I said to myself, okay, look, there has to be a way for me to give the value that I want to give to the world through my education, through my knowledge. There has to be a way to give mm-hmm. that value. There also has to be a way for me to sell that and save time. There has to be a way for someone else to help me get people to drive traffic. And now this whole entire system that I share with you is actually processes that I use in my business that helped me create results. So if you don't know what you don't know, how can you grow? You don't know what you don't know. And in my scenario, I used to sit on one-on-one calls with individuals, and I would talk to them, and I would say, hey, you know, purchase my online course. It's one-time payment for $3,500. And I remember I would do that many, many, many years ago. And I built a lifestyle where I would put money to, like, I would rack up enough money, and I would stop working for a bit. Mm-hmm. Which at the time, like now I think about it, was kind of stupid, right? But like, say for example, I sold 20 units on my online course. So mm-hmm. 20 units on my online course at $3,500. So I get on these webinars, I get on these sales calls, and I sell 20 units on my $3,500 online course. Okay, I racked up $70,000 in that month, and then I would just like stop working because I would just stop working because I'm like, oh, I got so much money. And then that $70,000 in the bank would dwindle. And I would look at the bank and I would say, out of that $70,000, man, I got $30,000 left. And I would say, I'm fine. And I would dwindle. And I would see whatever, like 10 grand left. And I would be like, oh my gosh, like I got to stop working again. Right. So 2 or 3 months go by. And then I would get back on the phones and do this journey, this rat race all the time. And I realized that's not a lifestyle that I wanted to live. I wanted to live a lifestyle where when I did sell a product, that every single month I would generate income. Every single month I would make money. And I remember I started doing that, and I was like so nervous in the beginning of my journey. I would start doing that, and I created this program. I forget the name of it, but this was like 2018, and I remember the first time I sold something reoccurring, and I built it on this old platform. It begins with a K. And I think I sold it for like $149, and I was giving like one-on-one calls and coaching calls, and I gave them a course, and I was like, I'm gonna guide you and walk with you through. It was essentially like a $6,000 a month program that I was selling.
Yeah.
And I sold it for $140, right? So this is a $6,000. I mean, today for $6,000 a month. I wouldn't even do that, to be honest. Like, the amount of time that I gave mm-hmm. was pretty up there. But I knew that the solution that I wanted to create was recurring revenue. I knew that was the direction I wanted to go to. So between 2018 to now, I think that I've mastered it to a level where, you know, we have hundreds of customers who pay us every single month on different products, and mm-hmm. we are able to support them because of technology, not more of Andy spending time. We're able to leverage technology. We use Progreta to do that, where we can communicate to people at scale. The same text message, like as a coach, the same text message that I would send to an individual person, the same text message I would say, hey, I noticed that you're in your, you started 2 months ago, or you started 2 weeks ago in the program. How you been? How has the journey been? The same text message that I would say off mm-hmm. the top of my head, like, oh, Barbara purchased my course 2 weeks ago. Let me send her a text to see her, you know, where she's at. And the same message I would type, now I'm able to automate that. So that way, when 10 barbers purchase today, which we're averaging 10 to 15 new sales on just one of our many coaching programs. But the same text messages that I would send out can now be automated and can communicate at scale. And I think that's where a lot of the individual, instead of building systems to automate and grow their business, they're actually just doing the work. And that's what you want to get out of.
Right. Which I'm curious too, since you've transitioned, because I remember when we were in California, you would be doing one-on-one coaching calls, whether it was on the phone, whether it was on Zoom, like it was one-on-one undivided attention. And so if you really think about it, that means that you were spending anywhere from 20 to 30 plus hours just on the coaching, and you still had to develop the business and develop the sales team and develop the operations and all of that. So on top of your business owner, you know, task and goals and all of that, you still were giving people one-on-one attention. So I remember that where it was like you were booked like all the time.
You can't grow a business doing one-on-one, giving one-on-one. Can't to the end user. You can grow a business, but you can't truly scale a business giving one-on-one attention to the end user. You can give one-on-one attention to partners who help you scale, but
right.
if you're really looking to take it to the next level, one-on-one attention is gonna, the more money someone makes, the more their time is worth.
Right.
The more their time is worth, where they're like, I don't want to be here, because it's too hard. If you know in the back of your mind where for example, like me, if I just gave you a process that in 1 week time frame, I can have my team, not even me, I can have my team set up, I could purchase, use money, and I'll purchase a white label course, I could purchase a white label webinar, and I could hire a marketing agency to drive traffic to the webinar, and I don't have to spend any time doing that, right? It's all white label technology, mm-hmm. other people doing services, and I just gave you a process on how you can make $10,000 in a 7 day period. I mean, that's how long it would take us to build it out in a 7 day period. And I did not spend 1 hour in that journey. How much time do you think I would spend 1 hour with someone? That's the question.
I mean, you can't buy that 1 hour. Like, even I've not to be mean, but I've heard you say like, I can't give my time. Like you've said, like yeah. 1 hour it takes too much, because you're doing partnership meetings, you're doing high level deals. So 1 hour of you slowing down is detrimental, you know, to the business. So
even if someone said, like, I remember, and I learned this from actually Grant Cardone, and I learned this through a hard way, because I remember when I went to Grant Cardone's office and I went there with a $10,000 check and I had it in my pocket, and we were going to cut a deal for like $45,000 for a 1 hour presentation that he would give to my audience. And I don't know where they spiked up the rates from 45,000 to 75,000. And I remember mm-hmm. just how I felt in that moment. This was, I think this was 2017.
Okay.
And the way that I sold at the time was that I would pre-sell. I pre-sold a lot. And so I went there with to his office with 10 grand, and the representative, which is his vice president of sales, Jared, taught me a beautiful lesson, probably the most valuable lesson when it comes to time, because he gave me the details. He's like, hey, look, if I charge you 75 grand to take Grant out of the office to fly to LA, at the time I was hosting events in LA, so Grant Cardone's in Miami. So mm-hmm. if I charge you $75,000, and at the time, the size that they were at in 2017 is different than the size that they are today. But back in 2017, if I charge you 75 grand, originally the deal was 45 grand, but Grant has grown just in the last week. Grant has grown in the last week. So if I charge you $75,000, our business, because Grant's here, he motivates the sales team. He comes in and does the podcast that gets blasted out to, you know, thousands of people in that same time frame. But if I charge you 75 grand to take Grant out of Miami for a day and bring him to Los Angeles, just to do your presentation, Andy, and our company makes 100 grand when Grant's here a day, $100,000 a day, that would be a discount to you. And then I was like, oh, I got
it. Wow, that's harsh, but true.
I got it. And I remember, and I remember, you know, thinking that money was going to talk, and I flew out to Miami, and I texted Jared, his Grant Cardone's vice president, and I said, I understand, and I understand the value of time, because 2017, I didn't understand the value of time the way that I understand it today. It mm-hmm. is actually much more hard. Like, I have so many parameters today than I just did 3 years ago. So many people, like, before someone gets my attention and my time, I have so many people blocking that, right? Before, many times it could be you, it could be they got to talk to a salesperson, executive assistant, then maybe you, and then before they even get to me, right?
Right.
And the more that I grow, the more your time is going to become more valuable, the more our assistant's time is going to be valuable, and there's going to be more filters in between, right? There's going to be more filters mm-hmm. in between. But what I'm sharing with you, the fundamental basic understanding of that is going to be reoccurring revenue. Because even in Grant, mm-hmm. Grant's situation, if anyone knows or doesn't know, the way he started his current journey, the way he started all of this was 100% because of an online course. He created an online course. Today it's called it's called Carter University. Back then it was called Sales Training VT. So essentially mm-hmm. sales training, virtual training. That's what it was. And mm-hmm. and they rebranded it called Cardone University. I think they rebranded it many years ago. But however, it all started because of a course. And I would see him in his journey. I remember watching him since 2013. I've been following Grant and since 2013. I can call him right now. I got a cell phone. But the whole point is I remember seeing deals get closed in front of my eyes for $1,000 a month and for people to watch an online course on a 30 month contract. Right, so they just agreed to pay $30,000 a month, just spread out, right, or $30,000 in that contract term,
divided over.
So if you want to, and the more he stacked that, like if you can get 1,000 people to pay you $1,000 a month, right, you're not spending any time. In Grant's journey, he started off selling his time by going to different businesses and working individually to groups. And he mm-hmm. would present himself as a trainer, but he was able to scale his money and his income because he sold a program, which is selling a system. So you can do the same thing today where you take your knowledge, you put it inside of a course, or you can take someone else's knowledge, put it inside of a course, and you can build a business around that content. And you don't even have to be the one to create the content today. You don't have to be the one to create the sales process. You don't even have to be the one to drive the traffic. All you need to do is be the one to orchestrate the journey. And then there's a net profit at the end, and that's what creates a business owner. That's what creates an entrepreneur who has a successful, profitable business. Because now, after paying out the marketing agency to drive traffic, after paying for the white label webinar, after paying for the online course, there's going to be a net profit. Now you keep that net profit every single month, and now you have a system.
Yes, yes. So, you know, I think the potential is endless. You know, we use 10,000 as an example because it's a nice round figure, but we know it can definitely surpass that. So what I want to wrap it up with, because at the end of the day, right, we are sharing this information and we did this podcast because we don't want people to give up on their entrepreneurship journey, whether it's a coach, maybe they've tried 2, 3, 5 times to launch, or maybe it's their first time, but we're big believers in to create peace, growth, financial stability, family stability. You really have to look and say, how can I protect my family from anything, whether it's recession, whether it's COVID, whether it's whatever, you know, life throws our way. So 10,000 is our usual number. But I want to wrap it up with, what have you created in a month from courses and also some of your partners? What have, like, other people that have followed your strategy with your systems, with your knowledge and all of that? What have you created? And then what have you seen them create? Because 10,000 is just like our example, but let's talk some real numbers here.
I mean, I just launched a program. I mean, it's not even launched. It's in pre-sale. And we have a few hundred. We have more, as of right now, more than 300 people subscribed. I don't even know the exact number because every single hour there's new sales coming in from that program. But we did a pre-sale where what we did is we gave probably like the most, a very valuable program. This is a very valuable program. And we're going to sell it for $1,000. We're going to sell it. But we want the program to be big. And so as we're creating the course, we're giving, or the program, we're giving people opportunity to get in and save money on the subscription. So this is a $997 course. We started because the whole process is automated, right? The ability to sell it, the ability to onboard, the ability to give the value, the ability to manage the billing, all of that is automated. And so what we did is we gave the first 200 people the opportunity to get in for $49. So we did that in a short period of time. So if you do the math, I mean, just 200 times 49, that's already that you're just about your $10,000 a month right there. Then we went up to a new level, which is $99. Now 200 people joined in that one. Then the new level, I believe after that is $149. And then it's another 200 people for the same program, but it's all going to be $997. So it may take us a couple months to get to that $997 per month. But by the time that we get to $997 per month, we'll have over 1,000 people inside of this program. Now, mm-hmm. I launched that program. It's only been 21 days since I thought about it. So 21 days ago, I had an idea with our team and worked out this idea. And we were like, hey, let's see if it works. And all I did was record a video. And I said, hey, this is what's gonna come. If you're interested, you can actually join the early bird by paying your first month now. And we're going to launch in a month. So we got a couple more days. And a large group took action. And so the idea of creating a course, you don't have to like start from scratch. You can actually pre-sell it. That's what I've done. And that's what I've did to create successful programs. So that's an example of one of mine. I've created high ticket courses as well that we charge $1,500 a month for. But what I'm really proud of is some of our clients who are generating $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month with their online programs. Tomorrow I'm celebrating with someone else who has their online course and they did $800,000. $800,000 wow. In their online course since 2022. Since mm-hmm. April of 2022. So April 2022. So that's exactly
two years.
Since April 2022 to April of 2024, they've done over $800,000. And so mm-hmm. tomorrow they come to the office, we're celebrating. So I share that with you is because you can 100% do it, but you got to put a little bit of focus on it and you got to have a system behind it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's key right there. There is no limit because it's created once or set up once and then you just run with it. So I think that definitely shows what the potential is. You know, someone's life can change if in 2 years they can generate $800,000. But not only that, they generated $800,000, and this is someone that, you know, we are very close to. So we see also how their life didn't get more stressful. They're able yeah. to be present and also do more of their things that fulfills them. So that's $800,000 with peace, stability, and enjoyment, not rushing around, you know, so that's valuable. Well, appreciate you sharing. This was extremely valuable. We'll definitely take more questions, as I'm sure people might have, because this was very jam-packed with a lot of knowledge. But we definitely are open to answer questions so we can break it down. Maybe we'll do like three parts on just the three steps that you mentioned. So anything else you want?
Whatever platform that you're listening to this on, just in the comment box or the section or the comments or the chat. Just write down some of the questions and then we'll be able to review them later. And then, of course, we'll answer those questions.
Definitely. Well, thank you all for joining us. And we look forward to reading those comments. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye, everyone.